2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Dad, can I have some dance lessons? We can go to dance lessons at school now.
I don't know, Daisy.
Please. There's a new teacher at school who can dance well.
I don't know.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
Tell me about the dance lessons.
They aren't in my classroom.
Which classroom are they in then?
They're in classroom 10, the one next to the playground.
Classroom 10. OK. And which day are these lessons? Do you know?
Yes, they're on Monday.
On Monday. That's okay, I think.
So can I, Dad?
Three.
Well, what's the name of the teacher who can give you these lessons?
It's Mrs. Carris.
Let me write this down. Mrs. Carris. C-A-R-I-S.
Yes. She's our English teacher too.
Oh.
Four.
But you have to buy me something.
What? A new dress?
No, some shoes. We have to take them to the first lesson.
Do they have to be new shoes?
Yes, please.
Five.
But how can you come home after the lesson? On the bus?
No, there isn't a bus then. I can take my bike that day and ride home.
On your bike? That's a good idea. All right, you can go to the dance lessons.
Great!
Now listen to part two again. 1.
Tell me about the dance lessons.
They aren't in my classroom.
Which classroom are they in then?
They're in classroom 10, the one next to the playground.
Classroom 10. OK.
Two.
And which day are these lessons? Do you know?
Yes, they're on Monday.
On Monday. That's okay, I think.
So can I, Dad?
Three.
Well, what's the name of the teacher who can give you these lessons?
It's Mrs. Carris.
Let me write this down. Mrs. Carris. C-A-R-I-S.
Yes. She's our English teacher too.
Oh.
Four.
But you have to buy me something.
What? A new dress?
No, some shoes. We have to take them to the first lesson.
Do they have to be new shoes?
Yes, please.
Five.
But how can you come home after the lesson? On the bus?
No, there isn't a bus then. I can take my bike that day and ride home.
On your bike? That's a good idea. All right, you can go to the dance lessons.
Great!
That is the end of part 2.